New heading, the empowering tool, the win-win agreement process. Think about the whole win-win process as two volunteers who co-mission together, one representing the organization and the other representing the stakeholders, team, or individual. Max Dupree, who wrote the brilliant book, Leadership is an Art, describes the spirit of volunteers working together. Quote, "The best people working for organizations are life volunteers. Since they could probably find good jobs in any number of groups, they choose to work somewhere for reasons less tangible than salary or position. Volunteers do not need contracts. They need covenants. Covenantal relationships induce freedom, not paralysis. A covenantal relationship rests on shared commitment to ideas, to issues, to values, to goals, and to management process. Words such as love, warmth, personal chemistry are certainly pertinent. Covenantal relationships fill deep needs, and they enable work to have meaning and to be fulfilling. A win-win agreement is not a formal job description, neither is it a legal contract. It's an open-ended, psychological, social contract that explicitly defines expectations. It is written first into the hearts and minds of people, and then often put on paper in pencil rather than in ink, so that easy erasing can take place when both sense it is appropriate and wise. You can discuss and renegotiate it at will based on changing circumstances. Whether people use the language win-win agreements or not, the idea is that you have to have a common understanding and commitment toward your highest mutual priorities. Win-win agreements enable a much higher level of flexibility, adaptation, and creativity than do job descriptions, which focus primarily on steps and methods. With the win-win agreement, we look at the situation, maturity, character, and competence of team members and formal leaders, and other environmental conditions, such as the presence of aligned structures, systems, and processes. Once a win-win agreement has been developed, the answer to the question, "What's my or our top priority?" is abundantly clear. Responsibilities are laid out. Mutual expectations are articulated. Accountability to these expectations in the form of a balanced scoreboard is established. People are free to do whatever they need to do to accomplish the goals within the context of the guidelines. They simply manage themselves. They become empowered. In Chapter 14, The Eighth Habit and the Sweet Spot, much more will be said on how to foster strong, enabling team accountability.